days where it's just you're getting all these red pill like topics just going through your head, and just all this content, and you're just reading and researching. It's just like, man, everything's starting to make sense about the past.
Yeah. Especially the indoctrination, man. You know, the music, all that shit. You know, and it's like, honestly, reliving that, you know, especially through the videos, is like, it gets you, it brings the rage back, you know. I don't know
how
before, but you know, I still get it when I like, you know, even like, I guess a good analogy of it would be like, you know, in how Neo, like they told Morpheus told Neo, once you take the red pill, you can't go back. Like, yeah. I don't know how these guys can like, I don't know. It's like, how can you ever trust a woman? Like, I'm just going to say it. How can you ever trust a woman after knowing this, dude? Like, nothing against them, but it's like they say, any woman can ruin you.
You can't. I even if I tried, and I literally tried this, because like I really went through a bad red pill rage for like a year. I was like, please, like I would literally try to program myself to think the opposite. I'd be like, okay, well, these guys are maybe just angry, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna snap out of it, because I don't know if I can live this red pill lifestyle. Like, it's pretty like intense, and I couldn't do it. Like, I personally couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Once you see it for what it is, it's just like, all right, you can't unsee the truth.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, I just watched that one video you posted about the cipher mentality.
Yeah.
I posted that a while ago, but and that made me think about like purple pill guys, you know? And it's like, are they, I don't really think they're really red pill, man. I think purple pill guys are really just, they have that cipher mentality, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Really, for real. No, yeah. So I want to hear about how you found the red pill.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's, you know, it's almost like, I would say it was a multiple amount of events, and then they all kind of compounded, but the bulk of it was, at a music festival. Do you like, are you into like electronic music or anything like that?
Yeah. So I have a few stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've heard of Shambhala, I was at Shambhala, which is like this huge, big, you know, EDM rave or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went there with my girlfriend at the time. This was 2017. Let's call her Tiffany.
Can I ask you a quick question before you keep going?
Pardon me?
Can I ask you a quick question before you keep going?
Yeah.
Was she into EDM music and electronic music before you met her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, they totally belong to the streets, I know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man. Okay. Yeah, man, those EDM girls. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
But so we go to this. We go to the show or whatever. It was just a whole bunch of drama the whole time. And then at the end of the show, basically, she just walked off with another guy, because she had a bad drinking problem. If you met an alcoholic, you know they kind of like reach that point where it's just no return. She reached that point and walked off with some dude, and then the next morning pulled the whole, you know, he raped me thing, and my simp ass bought it. So I was like looking for this guy, right? Like in tears, like just looking like a complete mess, right? And I'm like, you know, it's like I was looking for this guy, and he's just some dude, right?
Yeah, wait, can I pause you really quick?
Yeah, sure.
So,
yeah.
So she took off this guy and she was intoxicated. But did you know where she went? Like, did you see them take off? Or was it kind of like you were like, where the hell did she go? And then like, she didn't text you, and then you figured it out the next day when she came back.
Just poof, just gone. You know, disappeared from the stage, walked out with some dude, and like, we were already on the rocks. And like, you know, basically, I just kind of knew. And there's there's thousands of tents everywhere. So, you know, God knows where she went, right? So I didn't even bother looking for her. I just kind of knew. And I heard the news the next morning, and then she phrased it that he raped her, which is like, looking back at it now, it's like, dude, this guy didn't deserve that. You know, he was just trying to get some ass. He didn't fucking deserve like being, you know, painted as a for, you know, in my opinion, completely consensual. Even though they said you can't consent, but come on, right? And so I went looking for this guy, found the guy, almost like, you know, it almost got really bad, but I ended up stopping myself right before and was just like, no, don't go to jail. You know, don't send yourself to jail for some bullshit. Left the festival, broke up with her. And I would say that is when I, like, I knew something was wrong. Like, that's when I, like, got turned on to female nature, but I didn't really quite, like, I knew, but I didn't know. Then fast forward a couple months, I met another girl who I was like simping over hard, but we weren't dating. She looked at me as a side piece. Like, I didn't know it at the time, but she viewed me as an alpha for whatever reason. Because I'd been single at the time, you know, whatever. Then I texted her the next day and I was like, do you think we have chemistry and like all this shit? And totally just like simped out on her hard, right? And then finally she turned me down, and that was after a row of women had turned me down, and I was in this drought of like, you know, you're in a drought usually when you're out of a long relationship. And then finally I found the red pill, and then I just came onto Reddit. It was like, why the fuck do girls not like me? And you know, what am I doing wrong? And then I found the red pill and I started reading, read the whole handbook, and 3 years down the road now, I actually had a beer with the guy that, my ex-girlfriend cheated on me with.
Wow.
Yeah, and guess what? He's in a relationship now on the rocks, and like
with
I was looking at him just like, dude, you need to like, you need to hurry up and get cheated on so you could like figure this shit out and get on my level, man. Like,
yeah. Wait, so you guys became friends after that, kind of?
Not really. Just acquaintances. I mean, I'm not going to say he's my friend, but it's like, you know, I'm not like, there's no animosity. We can have a beer or whatever. Like, I think because, you know, I look the way that I do. I know I do that. Like, I stay on form. I work out all the time. He thinks that I'm like sarcastic, but you know, there's no animosity whatsoever.
Okay. So, yeah. You're kind of like, whatever. It's just.
Yeah,
it was just, anyway, yeah.
It was like 3 years ago, and it's like, dude, it's been so many girls since, so whatever. But yeah, I think, you know, a lesser man, I'm not going to say a lesser man, but maybe a more impatient man would have beaten the shit out of that kid back at that music festival. Yeah. You know? And I think if anybody's going to hear that story, I know it probably could have been phrased a little bit better, as a little more interesting story, but if you're that guy, man, just don't do it. Like, don't get sent to jail over that, man. That's just, yeah, not worth it. You know, I knew guys that, you know, went away for a long time over doing dumb shit like that. So,
no, I think that's a good point right there that you just made. Because it's so easy to just, when you're, especially when you're blue pill, just to get angry. And, like, you can literally ruin your entire life just on that decision.
Yeah, yeah. So, I hope that story came out coherently. I don't, I think, and it didn't leave in terms of the most clearest, fastest like way possible, that would probably be how I got red pilled. And then, you know, slowly over the course of seeing, you know, things throughout your day to day, it slowly gets implemented, kind of thing, right? So yeah, that's my story.
Okay, so was that your like your big relationship, like your longest one, or did you have one before then where you kind of saw any red pill stuff? Or
I did have a couple before then. Ironically, every single girlfriend, including the one, that last one, they all cheated on me. And I was, there was always this big mystery of why are women cheating on me? You know, you're losing that frame, you know, you're moving in too fast, you're giving away your alphaness, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know about you. You said you had a similar story, so now I'm kind of curious to see what's your
story. Yeah, so my whole story was, I was in junior college, and I started dating this girl, and one of the guys that tried out for the team, he was working at her job that I got her when she was living with me. And we were kind of like making things work. She was not in school. And I was constantly just, you know, I did the simpy thing. And I was kind of like the beta male provider in college. And I was hoping that she could get things turned around, this and that. The third, I was playing basketball. She was really doing nothing with her life except like working at this restaurant, being a bartender. So I actually would always go into her work like on weekends or whatever and like get a drink. And it was by this guy that tried out for the team. He was one of my teammates. I knew him well. And we hung out a few times. And, you know, we were just talking stuff and just shoot this. And she started becoming really friendly with him, kind of weird at work around him, I noticed. And they would text, and at the time I was so blue pilled that I just let them text, and I was like, whatever. Like, I got mad at first, and then I was like, yeah, she's right. Like, she convinced me basically that there was nothing going on.
So just to stop you, so you believe that they were just friends?
Yeah, I believe they were just friends.
Right. Yeah.
And she was like, she was the type of girl that would like, she had a sleeve, and she always like, she would wear tight clothes on purpose, and she knew she had like a really nice body, so she was always trying to show it off. like on one of our, like, I think our, she used to make me like celebrate anniversaries. This is how much of a simp I was. And I would take her out to like get food on my dime. And like, it would be like an expensive meal. And she would like wear like a coat walking in, and I wouldn't know what was on underneath most of the time. And then she would take it off, and her like her tits would be out, all this, like all this cleavage, I wouldn't know. And she'd be like, she'd hand me the phone and be like, take a picture of me, I want to post this. So I'd be that guy that would just be posting pictures of her. Yeah. And so that's just the type of girl she was. And then basically what ended up happening was she got caught up, and this guy came into my work one night, and he was like just chilling. And at the time, I worked at a bar restaurant like across the street from where she worked. And I saw this guy sitting in there, and I saw all these girls, all the female coworkers talking behind, like looking at me kind of weird. And then they came over and told me like, hey, that guy over there said he slept with your girl, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, no way he did. Yeah. And he was like sitting there smiling, like looking at me, like outside. And I was just like, nah, like I know that guy. Like he would not do that to me. There's no way. And
were you guys like good bros, or were you just teammates?
We were cool. Like we weren't good bros, but I have another, yeah. So we weren't like super cool, but we were cool enough to like hang out and stuff. And like, I would go in and talk to him about like work all the time, work in school. And like, I would go there, and like, he was the bartender. Like we'd kick it after practice sometimes. And yeah, man, it was crazy. Like he was sitting there, and I was just like, I'm going to kill this guy. Seriously. And I ended up just going out there, exchanging a few words. And of course, like he just was quiet or whatever, got up and eventually left. And very, very long ride home to explain to my ex and get her all the things stuff and get her moved out really quickly, because I was just, I just felt like a fool. Like it was completely like just right under. That was just one example. I was cheated on in my other past relationships too, plenty of times, but that you was one that really. What?
You were living together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But now correct me if I'm wrong, every relationship, like you would never even consider moving out the chick now. You know, and not because of the red pill, but just based on that experience, eh?
And just looking back, man, it's so exhausting. I don't know if you've lived with a woman. Yeah, it's exhausting. And I had no energy really. Like I would go to practice, do homework, study, and just, and she would want all my attention when I got home. It's just exhausting. And that on top of work, plus her cheating, like, and I would always be like having, I always thought she was cheating just because it was weird to me that she had male friends and that she would always wear tight clothes, that she would never post me on her social media. I was always the guy that would post her. And like on her stories, it was always of the food. She would take pictures of the food, but not me. So I just like, I was completely fooled for years. But yeah, that was like one example where I almost fought this guy, and I would have lost my job for sure. I probably would have went to jail, but I just exchanged a few words with him, got some more details. And then I was like, all right, I have my peace with it. I'm gonna kick her out tonight. Like that's it.
Yeah. And you found the pill shortly after, or was that later?
The red pill. So the crazy thing is I found a like bits and pieces of it before I got into that relationship, but I really found this real attractive. So I was like, I could probably change her. Like she had definitely red flags. I was like, ah, like a red flag is kind of like a green light sometimes. Like that's like, it's like the way we met and everything. Like I was super alpha about the way I met her. And then as soon as she moved in, I totally started like losing it. Yeah. And I became like a complete beta, like just so fast. Because before, like the first night we met, it was like I went over to her place, and then she was with her like best friend. They took me out to eat. They got me drunk. Then we went back to her place, and it was awesome. And it was just like all night. And then the next morning, And I was just like, damn. And she was like feeding me, like taking care of me. And then like, it was just great. And that continued. And I would just go to her place and she never knew where I live. And it was just like, yeah. And I didn't really answer her phone calls. The first night she actually gave me her number, which was crazy. And we were FaceTiming. She pulls out both her and like shows me and I'll FaceTime. I'm like, yeah, like, damn. Okay. So I just let that get to my head. And I was like, I could live with her. Like, I know enough. And
hey, two red flags don't make a green light, my man.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, and then they get you, man, because it's just like, it's so like, they know how to use their bodies and stuff to manipulate for sure. Well, if you're not.
Isn't it bizarre how it's almost like when you're not with the chick, you can almost formulate all these reasons and you can logically think. And then when you're with her, it's almost like, you know, just out the window. I might as well be half retarded when I'm around a girl that I'm like invested in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't invest in shit.
No, I agree, man. It's facts. It's super easy to just lose that frame. It really is. That whole thing just shook me up pretty bad.
Was that like recently?
Oh yeah, dude, it was like a year ago.
Oh
damn, yeah, yeah, that was like a year ago. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I took the red pill like 3 years ago. I took the red pill a while ago, and then I got into that relationship thinking I could do it. Like right before, the day I made my channel, which was like January 6th of last year, I had just broken up with her like 2 months before, or a month before, or something like that. It was like right after.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense. So you were thinking you could like maintain your alpha, as they say.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought I could, and yeah, she just came from a dysfunctional family too, and I just like, yeah, like whatever. Like her dad was a pastor, her mom was a principal at like a Christian school, and she was like a 304, obviously. Like there's just she was like dating younger guys, and then like my ex was telling me about how like she would go on vacation and then like her mom was getting smashed out and like she could hear it and all her brothers could hear it in the rooms. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. She's like a principal of Christian school, like doing all this stuff. Man. And yeah, it was just a whole bunch of craziness. And I just thought like, oh, well, she's different. Like the daughter could be different. And yeah, wasn't like that, man.
Shit. Well, you know, I guess you got sent back to the plantation then.
Facts.
But it's crazy, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I almost, if I could share another story with you, I was going to, like, the last couple of months, I was going to move in at the chick, because much like yourself, I thought, oh, dude, I can maintain my alpha and shit, you know, which obviously is full of shit. Within a month, dude, she had already talked me into moving in with her. I'd already paid a deposit, and I was about to hand this chick, like, half month's rent, you know, or at least I was going to pay the full and get half month's rent from her. And like, dude, I just woke up a week before moving day and was just like, I can't do it. I just knew it, dude. Like, I found the red pill for him. You know, I looked up the thing and said, don't cohabitate. Now it's like, I tried to pull the plug. So, but ironically, every relationship after that whole festival it's all been me breaking up with the chick. So I guess there you go. You know, I think you yourself might start seeing. Hopefully you don't get in any more relationships. If you do, you'll probably be the one doing the breaking up, which is nice, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, in my experience, there's a drought either way you go. For the man, there's a drought waiting for you either way you go. If you get out of a relationship.
It's true, man. So like this girl that you were about to move in with, I'm sure she was like doing things to get you to want to move in with her.
Oh, dude, man. Okay, that's a whole another can of worms. So this chick, I knew she belonged to the streets. Like, I knew she was a 304, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know, she had just like, you know, big old tatas, you know, just a nice body, right?
Yeah.
And I simped out because I hung out with her for the whole weekend, not just the day. I didn't put that space. So before you know it, I'm in a relationship with this chick. And my thing is, like, I like the whole, like, threesome thing, you know. It's like, I think every guy likes threesomes. I think we can all just be honest about that.
I'm like, I don't know a guy that wouldn't turn threesome down if it wasn't
we can all be adults here. And, so get this. So she was not willing to do that for me. And this is before I learned from Rolo that they make rules for betas and break rules for alphas. So of course I was oblivious to this, thinking that she considered me as an alpha. And then when I moved out with her, because she refused to bring another chick into the bedroom. And then as soon as I broke up with her, guess what video she sends me, bro? Guess what?
Don't tell me she sent him a video of her engaged in a threesome.
Yup. With another couple, dude.
Are you?
With another couple, bro. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like on my furniture that I paid for, that I just let her have because I was like.
Wait a minute. Wait, we got to dive into this too.
Yeah, like, man.
You paid for the, so this is in the apartment you put the down payment on?
Yeah, we had the furniture and I did a bunch of Facebook Marketplace hunting with this chick, you know, like, yeah. I just totally just fell off the boat for a second, fell back to the plantation.
Yeah.
Before I knew it, I was $1,000 down the hole, man. $750 gone on the deposit, easily $300 off the furniture.
So she sent you this video of her engaging.
Piped out by some
dude. After you broke up?
Yeah, after I broke up with her and just called her and said, I can't do it. I can't move in with you, right? And then she goes and finds some couple, gets piped out by some couple, and I get some chick, right? And then sends me the video. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, she was like 22, so she's about your age. But I'm like, dude, you're acting like you're 16.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Spiteful by nature, man. Spiteful by nature.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie, though, man. That rattled me, you know? Even to this day, it rattled me, even though now it's like, you know, whatever. But
I would red pill, dude. Like, if you weren't already red pill, I would red pill someone out there.
Yeah, dude.
More than just like it can do it.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, honestly, dude, if I had been the guy I was back in the first relationship when I went looking for the dude, like, yeah, dude, I would have gone with the deep end.
Yeah.
I'm not like a, you know, I'm not a person like I wouldn't do that, but I know you can't say certain words on the channel. I want to keep my man. I already probably do.
I edit it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think that's a little extreme. Somebody might do it, but yeah, you know, they're scandalous, man.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, were you like a relationship guy before too at all?
No, actually, I was the guy that was like single all the time through high school. And then like right around freshman year, I started getting like, you know, I'd have a girlfriend for like 6 months and then I'd be single for 2 years and then 6 month relationship. So it's like, I was single most of that time. Okay. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I wasn't the relationship guy, which is ironic, but, I was the guy that committed way too quick, you know, I'll trust anyone. And I think I'm about to be 25. So now I'm finally starting to learn to like not trust people, you know?
Yeah.
So easily. So yeah, I know the last cat you had on with the subscribers here. I forget his name from England, but yeah, he seemed like a little older too. So I'm sure you probably relate.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And so did you play sports or anything?
No, I've always been a weightlifter.
Okay.
I've always been living in the gym. I should have done football in retrospect. I mean, that would have just done wonders for my status.
Yeah.
I was just lazy and, you know, I was a stoner weightlifter kid, you know? So it's like, I was as big as a football player, but I didn't have the status and, mm-hmm. you know, trickle that down to today. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, damn, I barely have any friends. I'm just a normal guy. I got to go back to school at 25, make some friends. So, but you know, it's all good, whatever.
Have you ever like had any chicks choosing, like just on your body?
Oh, of course, yeah, all the time. I mean, I'm a fairly fit guy, you know.
Yeah.
Give me the double buys. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been going to get my gym right for the last like 10 years, so that's not really an issue, but never juiced or anything like that. So I've always been totally natty, but I've never competed or no shit like that. It's just been, you know, in the gym and doing me. I'm a big musician as well. So.
Okay. What do you play?
I'm like a producer. So like, I guess Ableton, if do you know what Ableton Live is, like audio production.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm huge on that, man. Like making awesome. Electronic music is fucking sick. So.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So is that like that's your passion, your purpose kind of too?
Yeah, that's my purpose. Carpentry and making music. I mean, in the short term, I'm a tradesman, so I can pay the bills. But in the long term, I'd like to
work on my brand, which right now is hunger. Do you mind if I shout out my page real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you guys are out there right now, there's not any music on Hunger SoundCloud, but keep your eyes peeled for Hunger. That's my audio handle. So if you like EDM or dubstep primarily, check me out.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
for sure, man. That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to like share on the channel that you think is
anything?
Any stories, good, valuable knowledge?
Always buy used cars, man.
Yeah.
Never fuck. I don't know. This is kind of unrelated, but man, if I could give myself one piece of advice, if there's some other out there like me listening to this, man, never finance a car. It's the worst decision you will ever make. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Did you have like personal experience? Like, did you buy like a new car or something? And you're.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I financed a new car. I returned it and got rid of the fucking just about. And shit. It was a total waste of time. So, you know. Now I'm like, I just buy used cars. I'm actually pretty stoked. I just got like a 92 Toyota. It is sick, man. I just rip it out. It's so loud. It wakes the whole neighborhood up. So,
oh yeah.
Buy cheap. Keep the expenses low.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You said the, what was it? The last chick you were with, you said that she viewed you as an alpha, but then you through your own actions, she kind of saw that you were beta, possibly, or
yeah,
beta tendencies. What was what do you like? How did she view you as an alpha? What do you think? Like, was it?
Well, I mean, I think people are pretty torn on it. Everybody has their own definition. My personal definition is probably Rolo's definition, is that women will make rules for beta males and they'll break rules for alpha males. So if this chick's out there making rules for you, you know. Kind of know where you stand, right?
Yeah,
I think that's probably the easiest way, because you know AMS will be like, oh, you know, if she's you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but not on Fridays. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think it's different with everyone. It's easy to like, I don't know. At least with me, like I've done this before with like if I've had like a few girls in my rotation or whatever, where I'll have them around and then. Just by me talking them too long in a specific period of time, they start to think, like, categorize me as a beta. When I'm just trying to, like, buy time to get to, like, the bedroom. Like, so that always happens to me for the most part. It's just, like, there's that fine line. Like, if you talk to her for too long, she starts to, like, think of you as a beta male. For yeah. Sure.
Well, what's your method now with the whole lockdown thing going on? So, like, are you, what game are you primarily running right now?
Oh, I do Instacart sometimes just for extra money. So I usually just go to grocery stores all around my area. And I've talked to girls plenty of times in there. Just.
Oh, you're running grocery store game?
Grocery store game for sure. Grocery store game strong. The gyms are closed, but before gym game was strong. I've done online dating game in the past. I haven't done it as much during lockdown just because the quality of girls on there is just so bad and they're all pretty like overweight, and they have attitude, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like meeting girls out in person in public is better for me right now.
Yeah. Fair enough. Are you getting a lot of like, cause I think something not a lot of people are talking about is you run the game, you'll get the date. And then the big one now that they'll turn around and they'll say is, oh, I'm trying to keep my circle small, you know, sorry, you know, they'll turn around on you last minute flake, which whatever happens, but like, you can't get around that one. But what are you going to say? I mean, we all have our opinion about it. You know, I'm sure you can kind of guess what mine is based on that. And what am I going to say to that? He's got to take it and roll, man. Sucks. But honestly, I've decided to go my own way lately because it's just like, what was the scraps left? Even that's gone now. You know, the scraps that were there that, you know, who were like, you know, the thotties that were down, even they're all on this whole like fear train. Yeah, I knew that if I was Leonardo DiCaprio, you wouldn't be flaking on this.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, man. They would not be worried about catching anything. They would be hitting it raw too. Like with no questions asked, they would let him like, literally release inside of them, like all these different things. Like, but we have to go through the whole like, oh, like I don't know. I'm worried about my family and I'm worried about my health. Scared.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost easier to just say it and just go your own way.
No, yeah, for sure. That's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Are you still doing the NoFap thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I actually, wait, what did you say?
I made it 2 weeks and I was just like, oh.
Bruh, yeah, let me, oh man. So I had to restart, basically.
Yeah.
So what I was doing, I'll make a video on this probably.
Yeah.
I was just stupid. I was on a really long streak. I don't even remember. I don't even count them. It was a long, long time. And I got past the urges where I was like, I couldn't sleep, which I was so happy because it took me forever. And I started edging, which was the dumbest idea ever. And it was just to like practice like my control.
Oh,
and then I was like, I'm gonna start joking too. Like I was like, might as well. Like I was like kind of afraid of like losing games or something. Like I was like, it hasn't been like no blood going down there except when I take a piss. Like I'm a little nervous. Like, all right, like let's see if he's still awake. And then bro, I got carried away. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have this chick come up, and it just turned into a whole thing. And then yeah, so I lost my streak, but I'm starting back up again.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you lose the streak to a chick or?
Yeah. No, I did.
I wouldn't even count that as losing your streak, bro. That's the only way to, like, at least, you know, I think.
Well, it was like on retention too. So it was like, yeah.
Okay, so it was like nothing going out the pipe. Yeah, man. You really think it's worth it to do that? I don't know. I just feel kind of like after like a month, you know?
Yeah, man. It's like, I think a week is okay, or like 5 days. And then after that, it's a little tough.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of your, like, I haven't quite made it past, like, 30 days, I think is probably the max I've ever gone to that sort of thing, but, like, yeah. Do you honestly think there's a difference, or do you think it's all mental? It sounds like bro science to me, bro.
I think there is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But once it starts, like, affecting your sleep, and, like, you have that urge of just, like, I need to, like, bust, like, and I need to, like, F something. You will get to a point where I feel like that's unhealthy, because then like you start, that's all you really think about, like when you're not on your purpose almost. Like it's just like it's like having a splinter and you just want to pull it out, but you don't know where, like, yeah, you know where it is, but you're just like, whatever. So it's just it's that itch. So I think like 2 weeks is good. I think once you get to the point, like I said, where you can't sleep, cut it off. Like once it becomes a hindrance to you.
I agree. Fair enough. That's probably the music to my ears, I guess, because that's pretty much the trend. So, you know, I think that's healthy.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like, and you could probably relate because you live with a chick, like when you're constantly just releasing, so to speak, releasing, because I don't want to get demonetized. I don't want to edit this part out.
Oh, too late, bro.
I know. Oh, I'm going to have to. Oh, God, I know. Whatever. I mean, I was able to get the last one pretty heavily edited because we talked about a lot of crazy stuff. But once I release too many times around women, man, it's just like if I'm living with her, I'm just drained. I'm just completely drained, man. Like, I definitely, like, that's what you think going into it, like, in that, like, oh, I'm gonna live with the chick, I'm gonna have all this, like, solid time, blah, 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 and no, like, that's not a good thing, like, it really isn't.
No, but actually, the amount of sex that you have goes way down as soon as you move in with each other, too, like, without fail. You get bored of the chick, whatever, like, but I will say, like, the best part is the way other women look at you when you're dating a hot girl. That is probably the biggest thing I miss about being a blue pill sim.
Yeah.
Is dating a hot girl and like seeing the like all the other attention I got from chicks, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, and now it's a little different because it's like you take a girl out on a date, you know, and you always keep her at arm's length, you know. So there's almost like that. It's just different, you know, when you were a simp and you were hugging up on the chick and you know you're really just like, oh, look at my girl, you know, like,
you'll never do that again, like never. I mean, unless you like forced it and just like, oh, I just want to feel what it's like again, like.
Yeah, they're out there though, some of them. I'm just now finding that you know, maybe now the chicks are starting to ease up a little bit. Well, it was sick talking to you, actually. It's kind of a trip seeing you outside of my phone screen.
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you, too. I love it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to do this again sometime, but regardless, man, keep up the content. I'm definitely going to be following you, so. Nice talking to you. You have a good day.
Take it easy, bro.
All right, see you later.
Later.